From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The prompt ending of the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy by the Obama administration had little effect on hundreds of visa seekers at the U.S. Embassy in Havana on Friday. The policy allowed Cubans reaching U.S. soil to remain in the country without a visa. This Cuban citizen says the policy should have been eliminated a long time ago because it caused a great quantity of immigrants to go out and lose their lives at sea. She said the move is a step forward for Cubans. U.S. President Barack Obama called the move an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back Cuban migrants who arrive in the U.S. without permission. President-elect Donald Trump is promising a report on allegations of Russian hacking within 90 days. He made the claim in a series of tweets Friday. Citing Russian claims that they have no information, Trump accuses political opponents and intelligence of making up and releasing reports containing compromising information about him. British lawmakers are demanding an inquiry into what role, if any, British security agencies played in the handling of the controversial Trump intelligence documents prepared by a former member of the country's secret services. Christopher Steele's London-based private intelligence firm was retained during the U.S. presidential race in November by political opponents of Trump to investigate the billionaire's ties with Russia. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Syrian army said Friday Israel launched a missile strike on a Syrian military airbase near Damascus, causing a series of explosions. The army said in a statement, accusing Israel of aiding the terrorist groups in Syria with the bombing. Syria warned Israel about repercussions for the flagrant attack. The Syrian airport had been used as a base to fire rockets into rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is heading a delegation to Gambia Friday to offer President Yahya Jammeh asylum if Jammeh steps down to allow for a peaceful transfer of power after last month's election. Initially, Jammeh accepted the results of the election, but his political party filed a legal complaint against the Electoral Commission about a week later, citing voting irregularities. The Associated Press is reporting that Gambia's Supreme Court might not be able to hear the challenge until May because it is short of judges. Jammeh wants to wait for the court's decision. The winner of the election, opposition candidate Adama Barrow, says he will continue to plan his inauguration for next Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told an audience at Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh University Friday that the upcoming change in administrations will not affect the relationship shared between the two countries. Kerry also addressed the ongoing tensions over territorial claims in the South China Sea region.
The United States has made it clear that we do not favor one set of claims over another. International law treats all of our countries equally. We believe in all the countries in the region, whether big or small, and that they should all refrain from provocative acts that add to tensions or might lead to greater militarization of the area.
Currently, six countries, including China and Vietnam, claim at least some part of the sea as their own. On Saturday, Kerry is scheduled to visit the Mekong Delta, where he fought during the Vietnam War. After Vietnam, Kerry travels to Paris for a conference on Middle East peace and to London to meet with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. On the final leg of his last trip as Secretary of State, Kerry will attend the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Top diplomats from Turkey, Greece, and Britain temporarily suspended talks aimed at helping unified, long-divided Cyprus after failing to narrow differences on security guarantees for its ethnic Greek and Turkish communities. The president of Cyprus said on Geneva the fact that the guarantees discussed the matter is a hope for a new deal. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.